Hi, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio, and it is February 21st, Tuesday, 2023. Thanks for being here. And you may be listening on the archive, so you already know where we archive the show. It's everywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts, but also our home website over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. And that is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education, which we hope you will join if you have not joined with us. It's free for educators. You get a subscription to our magazine, Equity in Access Pre-K-12, which you'll see. You go over to the site, you'll see it over there, and you can test it out. So if you like it, I think you will. Just click on the cover. It's our online journal. And we really need your voice these days more than ever. Okay, all about equity and access for all children. So please go over, join the consortium. It's really going to do some great stuff this year, and we need you in there. And again, no charge, okay, all free. So please join in with us, okay? And we got a nice show for you today. I'm really looking forward to this show. All right, I've got, let me get her here. This is Tiffany Kearns. Hi, Tiffany, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hi, Tiffany. Call me Larry. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, Larry.
My pleasure indeed. Okay, got to tell you, Tiffany, you're going to love this, everybody, is the Vice President of Industry Relations and Philanthropy at the Country Music, she's at the Country Music Association. She's also the Executive Director, I guess in her spare time, I think she's a pretty busy lady, okay, at the CMA Foundation. All right, and they work with Discovery Education, okay, in a partnership called Working in Harmony, and this is really cool, where every voice, so to speak, is instrumental. It's an educational initiative targeting students and educators in grades 3 through 12, providing a suite of free digital resources for students to learn about the many career opportunities behind the stage as well as on it. Okay, offered by the country music industry. And CMA is the first ever music organization to partner with my good friends over at Discovery, which is just so cool. So welcome, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm so good, and thank you for that awesome introduction. We are delighted to be in partnership with Discovery Education, and I think you summarized that pretty well. A lot of really cool things happening in our world right now.
There really are. How long have you been working with Discovery?
So we are in our second year, but to be completely honest, we have actually been talking with Discovery for about 6 years. So we were very, not only were they very diligent, but we were very intentional on wanting to find the right program, the right kind of curriculum, the right subject matter to, yeah, you know, bring forward to students. And we knew we took that responsibility you know, very seriously. And so while it took us a while to get here, I'm so glad that we're here and we're in our second year. And I think that the virtual field trip that, of course, launched last week certainly speaks for itself. It's truly one of the best content pieces I've ever seen. And I am obviously in a creative and entertainment industry. It made me inquisitive about our business again, which I think is really wonderful as an adult to be inspired by what is being created for our young people.
I think it's wonderful. And it's all about, I have to say this, it's STEAM, okay, everybody, science, technology, engineering, arts, obviously, considering the Country Music Foundation, Country Music Association, okay, and music. And mathematics. I almost said the M stood for music, but I guess it does too. But it's mathematics in this case. Okay, and it's really, really cool. This whole thing, you have a spotlight virtual field trip. I just want to go over this. Okay, it just premiered last week, and it's a one-of-a-kind glimpse into the exciting, and I'm going to read this with a little bit of enthusiasm, even more so, exciting inner workings of country music's biggest night, obviously, the CMA Awards, as students are introduced to a variety of key STEAM professionals, there you go, working behind the scenes at the CMA Awards in Nashville. That's pretty cool, okay? Congratulations. How you doing with that so far, Tim?
Listen, I think that we are over the moon, not to mention that the – industry professionals that we highlighted, you know, their careers, to watch them also be glowing, because, you know, again, we're spotlighting those that are behind the scenes, positions and professions that most young people are never exposed to. So those individuals also take pride in their work, and they're like, wow, you care about what I do behind the scenes and you want young people to know about it. And we say, you know, when we were asking individuals to participate, they're like, I so wish I would have had something like this. And I think that is the constant that we've heard, you know, since we've been in partnership with Discovery, is there was such a desire to know that these professions and these opportunities even existed. And so I think we know that feeling now that we're here, and we're trying to make sure that young people know that there is a lucrative, successful career in entertainment, specifically for us, obviously country music, but our job is to, you know, inspire curiosity. And I think there's no better way to do that than under kind of that theme of STEAM. I think that anytime you can empower students to provoke questions that encourage exploration and creativity, to me, you're unlocking this wild imagination that allows them to dream about something that otherwise, you know, they're not exposed to. It's hard to aspire to be something if you can't even see it. And so I'm really delighted that this has come to our students.
It's just great. I want to make a special point here, and this is key. And let me finish this whole statement before I go into it. You know, we are looking to expose every single kid, okay, to the professionalism, not only of country music, but of the music industry in general. It's being led by the Country Music Foundation through the Country Music Association. And I just want you to talk about that. I think this is important to make this point, okay? It wants to be inclusive. It wants to be diverse, okay? And if you go over to the site, which I put up on site, it's called CMA Working in Harmony, one word, CMAWorkingInHarmony.com. You'll see the great diversity over at the site. And just talk about that for a second, Tiff, because I think that's really important, because I think it's important everybody get involved in country music, because, by the way, I happen to like country. So go ahead. Talk about that.
Oh, I love it. I love to hear that. Anytime we have fans, it's a good thing. So a few things to answer that question. The first that I will say is, for us, through the CMA Foundation, our charitable arm, which you mentioned at the top, we've always...
Of which you are executive director, by the way. Congrats.
We have always felt that equity and access is key to providing students with opportunities. And we take that a step further, and we say opportunities to participate. So when CMA started thinking about... We started looking at this from two different perspectives. One is that we've always felt arts were incredibly crucial and critical to a well-rounded education. So that's the CMA Foundation. CMA, though, we have to be thinking about how is the world changing? How is music changing? How is it evolving? How are people's learning and listening habits evolving? And the reality is there is a lot of diversity that is apparent and very much present in music, and especially in the arts. And so for us, when we look at our industry, we know that in order to evolve, we have to have diversity in thought, diversity in background, diversity in every way in which it is defined. And so I think for us, when we started looking at the diversity of professions that we are shedding light on, we want every student to see Good themselves point. In someone that is sharing the background of their profession. And we want every student to know that they should be dreaming so much bigger than sometimes we allow them to do. And so for us, it's unlocking this creativity that we are exposed to every day in entertainment, but making sure that our students are getting it younger. We feel as kind of the professional association, membership organization of country music, we felt like we have a responsibility to think about our future and think about the professionals that make up our future. And the reality is, after COVID, we really did experience a good amount of professionals exiting the industry, just like we are seeing across many fields and many industries.
Interesting.
And so if we're not thinking about planting those seeds earlier, then we're going to be really one. I think we're going to be thinking too late if we're just trying to grab them, you know, in their mid-20s. And we also know that students are asking more inquisitive questions around education. Is higher education for them? If not, is there another opportunity? When you think about equity, equity makes us think we have to remove barriers of entry. And if education is a barrier of entry, then how do we get it to them younger so they can start to put themselves in a position of power and decide what their future might look like without just having what I would call the traditional education pathway, which we also love. We also have a collegiate program that focuses on that. But for us, we have to be thinking about all students, and we certainly realize we have to meet them where they are. So creating content that they can both engage in, but also that allows them to, again, tap into that those critical skills that we know are so needed both professionally but also personally, I think is a win-win for everyone.
It was a win-win for everyone. That was great the way you said all that. And I just want to make the point, again, I want to give the website, but you can go over to, as you're listening, it's there, CMA, sometimes I forget that, CMAWorkingInHarmony.com. And if you go over there, you'll see that we're talking about STEAM, okay, the educate, not steam engines, STEAM, okay, educational, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, okay, and if you think about it, all the work that it is, it's sound, science, it's lights, science, and it's business, the country music and entrepreneurs, which I love that little section of this, which I think is just terrific. And there's so many parts to this, and I'm just so glad you're getting more and more and more people involved. What does the, you know, you have resources, great. By the way, you picked a good partner. All your due diligence for 6 years paid off because you picked a good partner with my friends at Discovery. I got to tell you, they really do a good job, and they helped me set up this show today. Okay, thank you, Grace. She's listening. All right, and she just laughed. Okay, I got to tell you that. All right, but you know, if you go with the grade three, okay, what's in there? What's all the stuff they put together for you so teachers can understand? And they can go poke around here, too. But go for it,
Jeff. That the one thing that I would just say is that when we sat down and started thinking through what is the curriculum or the content that's going to support what they're watching, what they're feeling, it was important that we thought about it from every age and from every grade level, because STEAM is only going to be incredibly successful if there is collaboration and if the students are really pushed to think critically. And so I think that what teachers can expect is that, first of all, I just have to say it, I don't really know that teachers have ever seen anything like this. So I cannot stress enough that please just look at this, because
I'm going to comment on that. You know, we said it before, CMA is the first music organization, okay, to put this together with Discovery. This is, you know, everybody likes music. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Everybody likes music, okay, but it's the science of music that matters, okay? Yeah. It's the art of music that matters, and you put all this together. Okay, you got some pretty exciting stuff here. I got to tell you, I think it's really, really neat. Keep going. Go ahead. I had to throw my two cents in. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, and I would also say that we've been hearing from the field for years, for the past decade, teachers saying, you know, we want captivating content. We want to meet the students that cannot find their way kind of through this traditional pathway or curriculum. How do we engage them? How do we really tap into this creative side of their brain? And I think so many times teachers are like, yeah, but some of my students, they don't want to be in music, or they haven't found, you know, their piece with the arts. And what we take a step back and say is, I think we're putting too much emphasis on a box, and instead let's break that box down and let's expose all students to what I think is creativity. And I think that traditionally we've always thought it needed to happen in a music classroom or it needed to happen in an arts classroom. And the reality is that we're shortchanging education and our students if we don't expose them to so much more. And the entertainment industry, in my mind, is a great way to really start to identify with students in a very different way. All students are listening to music in some capacity. It may not be country, but they're definitely listening to music. And so being able to look at a student and say, who are you listening to? And if they, you know, no matter what artists they mention, you can, a teacher can respond, an educator can respond and say, why don't we look at how lights would support that artist out on the road? Or why don't we look at what it may look like the next time they're at an award show? Like, I think that when you're able to take the content and apply it to what a student actually has exposure to, what they actually know, you're putting, again, the student in a position of power, because the student is like, wait, I know something. Oh, wait, this is, okay, I'm smart, and I, okay, maybe I'm artistic. You know what? I'm creative. Mm-hmm. So I think that I personally believe that the curriculum really allows us to unlock better conversations with our students. It allows for us to watch them and watch what they're inquisitive about when it comes to the profession, and then urging them and really encouraging them to seek more information about an industry that they likely are not getting any exposure to whatsoever. And that is how you gain the trust and the interest of students. So I see this as being so much more than just the curriculum that you see on, you know, the website. It is really about unlocking a relationship with the students in such a positive way.
It really does. And, you know, and I'll say it before, you got to go, the kids like this stuff. And they brought up a question. I was writing this, you know, and as I said it before, I happen to like country music, okay? Although I'm from Philadelphia and quite urban, and I live in Maine now, I always liked country music. It just has a nice thing to it, and it keeps evolving and all that sort of thing. And I'm curious, I'm going to say this the right way because we're talking about the behind. How does country music fare with the kids of today? You must have statistics on that kind of thing, okay? Where's country music fit into their world these days?
Well, I think that I think that we believe that students have interest in music, period. We also know that so much of country music's background is from R&B. It's from the blues. And so I think that students are inquisitive about country without actually knowing it being referenced as country music.
Thank you. Agreed. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Pop culture. You know, if you're watching The Voice and you see Blake Shelton, you may have students that say, I love Blake Shelton, but I don't know if I love country music. And so I think for us, we tend to not focus so much on the criteria, if you will, of country music. Instead, we want students to know that we want them to be engaged in music. We want them to have an admiration and a love for it. There are so many reasons we need music in our life. I think we certainly felt that post-pandemic, but even prior to the pandemic, music really is this uniting art form that I think we just happen to be country music, but it is really so much more than that. We want students to be engaged in music. I am so fortunate that I work for an organization like CMA that says, you know what? We do not need to worry about it being so focused on country music. We just need to make sure students are exposed. So we're in many ways that rising tide lifts all ships. If music wins, country music wins.
I love that. Exposed music, I love that. And where do you see this all? I'm sure you've thought about this fitting in. We're talking about grades 3 through 12. Do you see it? Let's go into secondary education. So now the kids are broken down into classrooms, science, math, social studies, which, by the way, I think it fits into beautifully, I got to tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you – I really do. You know, we're talking about STEAM, but to me, music is cultural. Music is history. Okay. Music tells a story. Okay. It's way beyond – you know, that, and with the entertainment industry, people tend to see that performer up there, and they think that's the whole industry. When performer is obviously the tip of the iceberg, okay, with lighting and sound and the business and everything else, all right? And it, you know, it's hard to work your way to the top of that iceberg, okay? But talk about where you see this fitting in, Tiffany, okay? In terms of, I'll focus on secondary ed, okay? You see it in, where do you see it? Talk about it. And what are you hearing from teachers about that?
Well, here's the thing. I think it fits in everywhere. I think that every subject.
I will not. Yeah.
I think every subject is a part of music. And it took me years to be in the entertainment industry to realize that. And now that I interact with every profession there is in entertainment, I can certainly tell you with 100% confidence that every subject matter does exist. And I think that's something that's really important is what if this is
great.
The catalyst for students and teachers to think more broadly about how everything they learn allows them to be a better, you know, person and professional. And I'll give you an example. You know, when I was in school, which I dare not say how long ago, but when I was in school, I remember thinking like, you know what, I'm not going to go into accounting, so I don't understand why I have to be so great at math. And the reality is we actually want students to start to understand that it is the foundation. Education is the foundation that allows them to excel both personally and professionally. And I say personally because if someone isn't sure where they're going professionally, they shouldn't underestimate the value of education. Education allows you to make better decisions for yourself. And so I think for us, I do think that it could be a catalyst for how we change the conversation around how education actually supports our young people. So that's the first thing that I would say. The second thing that I would say is from a post-secondary education perspective, I don't think we are exposing students to enough of the industries that are unheard of or unknown about.
Yeah.
And so I think that when a teacher watches a virtual field trip, there is no way that a teacher doesn't become more inquisitive about what they are watching. Because I am in this industry and I am inquisitive. and so I think that you may have teachers that are like, you know what, I might think about the way that I approach specifically my subject matter to maybe expand a bit more to make sure that I've never making students feel they can only be, you know, in one specific area of expertise. And I think that how wonderful if we've created content that allows people's brains to kind of be further exposed and expand. I just think that we are making sure that our students are positioned in places of power, which I think education should be doing anyway. So I don't know. I think that to me, exposure is key, especially when it comes to any equitable action.
You're
and if you were also going to expose, we have to be ready to also, as an organization, be able to remove any barriers of entry that would prevent someone from then coming into our business. And I can certainly tell you that there are so many incredible initiatives and programs that are underway within our own organization and certainly the greater music industry as a whole. So when I tell you the music industry, but certainly CMA, we are hungry for students to find us, to come to us, especially after they've been exposed to something like the virtual field trip or you know, any of the other incredible content pieces that we put before them.
Boy, that was well said, I got to tell you. Okay, and you are dead on right, okay? Education is changing, all right? And one of the great goals of education, one of the great things, and I love working with Discovery on this, okay, is that they get industry, your industry in this case, country music, the music industry, to step up, okay, and explore what you can do for education, because we got to put context to what we're talking about in the classroom, all right? And this really helps. Not only is it's incredibly interesting and well done, okay? But it's interesting to see that there's a future in this, okay? And, you know, it's important for the industry, too, because Lord only knows how much talent has been missed by any industry. by not getting kids interested from the very beginning. Okay? And when you do this from grades 3 to 12, and you really just build upon it, okay, this opens up doors for the industry. Not only for the kids, it opens up doors for the industry as well. Because you're going to find it expands. It's such a good win-win, okay? You know, it's so synergetic, if I may. I'm using cliches here, okay? But it really is, okay? And that's what it's all about. I love it that Discovery, and I'm glad you did all that due diligence, works to make this happen with the world of industry, okay? Because, I always say, and I got to say this, we always hear about under-resourced schools, all right? But this whole program on STEAM learning, grades 3 through 12, okay, it's free, okay? A school does not have to be under-resourced in this regard, and it can open up opportunities for every single kid, and that's why this is so important. There's so many great free things out there, okay, but they have to work, and this works. How was that for a speech?
I love it, Larry. And, something else that I would just add is that parents can be involved in this.
Thank you.
That's critical, right? We don't just want this to happen inside the classroom. We really want this to be a family affair. We want family members to crave this kind of curiosity as well. And so it really is making sure not only is the educator set up for success, but also – how can parents engage with the students? How can they discuss it? I think parents, adults in general, do not like to ever not know something that a child is asking. I think that we feel like, it is our authority that we have to know all things. And what I love, is that not true, Larry? Right?
It is true. Made me laugh.
But I think that, after parents watch this, I think that they may be inquisitive. I can tell you, early on in my career, I had a young lady who was a part of one of the collegiate programs that we have here at CMA. She said she was attending Vanderbilt University, and she called me and she said, "My parents want to speak with you." And I said, "Why?"
Whoa.
And she said, "Because I'm currently a med student, and I think I want to go into the music industry, but they do not think that it's actually a career, that I'm just doing it for fun."
Wow.
And so I remember her parents calling me, and honestly, the conversation I had with them is exactly what is encompassed in these videos. I made sure that they understood that there were professional opportunities that would absolutely provide an incredible pathway for their daughter. And in fact, she has worked for Jimmy Fallon. She's been at YouTube. She was at Spotify. And so what I have loved watching happen is her parents start to really engage and be so supportive of that career change simply because they just didn't know. They weren't properly informed. And so hopefully this is a great way for parents to know how to support their children too. So that way it's just not happening in the classroom. They're getting that support at home as well.
That was a great story. I love that story. Okay, I got to tell I think it's terrific. All right. The one warning I would have to give, if the kids really like this and they tell their parents about it, if mom breaks out that old guitar and starts singing this song that she wrote 25 years ago, just tell your mother, "Yeah, that's great, Mom. As soon as I get my own label, you'll be my first person." Okay, on it. No problem. Okay. Because the song probably wasn't. Got to be careful with moms and their guitars. Dads as well, I might add. Well, now that you're in the business, maybe you can help me get on stage here, hon. Okay. So, but it really is, it's a great opportunity for everybody. And it's a great opportunity, I have to say, for CMA, too. Because they want great people. Okay. And everybody has to understand, there's, like I said, that Brad, what's his name, Brad Paisley on the stage, he's the tip of the iceberg, believe me. And by the way, I used to go, I was many, many, many years ago, I worked in the radio industry, and I used to go to the there's an Association of Country Music Radio Stations, okay, and I used to go to that conference. And I got to tell you, the country music star, Brad Paisley, what did I say? Did I say Brad Paisley a minute ago? I did. Didn't I? Yeah, okay.
You did.
And I met him. And that's my point. I used to meet a lot of the big country stars. They would, you know, be hanging around the conference, obviously, because these were all the radio stations. And I got to tell you something, Tiffany. They were, without question, the nicest big-name people you could ever want to meet in your life. Okay? They just were really down to earth. This is every single one of them, from Tim McGraw to Dixie Chicks to Brad Pitt. They were just the nicest damn people in the world. I got to tell you. They just were really good folks. They're nice folks. I like the industry.
Yeah. Well, and Larry, I would just add that I think this is why CMA was positioned well to be able to do this, because we know that our industry is a community. We believe in the power of connection.
Yeah, yeah.
I dare say that it's a family because it's still a business, but there
is
this camaraderie and collaboration that happens in the country industry that I think is pretty unique and absolutely wonderful. And so when we were having these conversations with Discovery, we're like, if country can be the catalyst for having stronger conversations about music in general, then what a win. And we know that our country community is going
Great
to stand
point.
Behind this and see the value. And so that really is why I think CMA has been positioned to do this and to do it well with a partner like Discovery Ed.
Yeah, it's good people working together, I got to tell you. Tiffany, this has been just terrific. You're delightful. Okay, and I wish you found good partners, but you guys, your heart is really in this, and we all appreciate it. I got to tell you. It's great stuff.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. You are terrific. Keep up the good work, Madam Executive Director, Madam Vice President. Okay, it's a pleasure to know you.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's been a pleasure.
Mine as well. Thanks, Tiff. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. I take advantage of this. It's up here on the website, but it's cmaworkinginharmony.com. One word, cmaworkinginharmony.com. There's no such thing as an under-resourced school when you can get stuff for free and great stuff. And it's developed with CMA and Discovery Education. Okay, so that's what I have to say on the subject. Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you, Grace, for putting together this show over at Discovery. We're going to – there you go, Grace, another mention. Okay, we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. Okay, please go over. You know, you're invited to join our consortium if you're in education. We need your voice for equity and access now more than ever, okay? Enough of education being political. Okay, let's get back to caring about the kids. All right, check out what we're doing over there, ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks a million.